So did you hear the story of the priest, the minister, and the rabbi who walked into the bar for a drink? No, I didn't hear it either. But we do know when we walk into a restaurant and sit down at a table, what's the first thing they ask? Would you like a glass of water? What beverage would you like to drink? And when you go to those fancy restaurants, they bring you lemon in a nice little dish if you ask for it. Or you know, if you've been to the grocery store lately, you know, there's aisles and aisles of all kinds of beverages to drink. All kinds of specialty drinks, water drinks with vitamins in them, all kinds of energy drinks. And many of us, we know, carry big water bottles and travel mugs with our coffee in it. Remember when you used to go to 7-Eleven, you would get a big gulp. Now it's like the mega gulp. It's like a half a gallon of beverage, right? We all know there's lots of ways to get different kinds of beverages to drink. And why do we drink them? To keep ourselves hydrated, to stay energized, to wake up. Look at today's gospel. It's the middle of the day. The sun is high in the sky. It's hot, it's dry and dusty, and there's Jesus at the well, and he's thirsty. He's hot and tired, and he needs a drink. He sends his food off for food so he can have a moment alone. And a woman arrives. He knows why she's there. Like himself, she's avoiding the people. She's an outcast because of her multiple relationships. But Jesus engages her. "Give me a drink," he says. And you can imagine the look on her face, like, "You're talking to me? Why are you talking to me? We can't be talking to each other. I'm a woman, you're a man. I'm a Samaritan, you're a Jew. I'm an outcast, you're a stranger. We have no reason to talk to one another." But listen to Jesus speak to her. He says, "I'm the Messiah. I'm here for you. Trust me. Listen to me. I will fill you with a new life." He says, "Drink my words. Drink my message. I know you. And if you listen to me, if you simply do what I ask in serving me, I will give you living water. I will give you a new way to live. I will give you a new opportunity. I will give you acceptance. I will give you forgiveness. I will give you inner peace. I am the Messiah speaking to you. I will give you salvation." And in that moment, she's changed. Jesus reveals who he is to her. Jesus touches her heart and her spirit, and she's moved. Moved to go announce him. She had drank in the life of Jesus. So let's ask ourselves, if we know how to drink all these different kinds of beverages to keep ourselves hydrated and energized, how well do we drink in Jesus? How well do we drink in his words? How well do we take in his message and his mission? Do we faithfully consume his body and blood? Are we energized by his example? Are we changed by his words? Do we accept his challenge to live differently? Jesus says to us today, "Drink me in. Be hydrated by my love." He says, "Be nourished by my body. Be energized by my blood." And then you will be a new person. You will be a healed and happy person. You will be a holy and helpful person. You will be a motivated person to bring my love to others. This gospel story is a story of Jesus recognizing, accepting, and embracing the woman, the outcast. And she listened. She heard. Her heart was touched. Her spirit was changed. Her sins were forgiven. And then she goes off and runs to announce the experience to others. She leaves her water jug and runs to tell people, "I have met the Messiah." Her life forever was changed. So let us remember, Lent is a time when we are called to change, called to a new relationship with Jesus. It's time to drink in His words, time to be nourished by His body, time to be energized by His blood. So let's use these next 28 days to drink deeply of the words and ways of Jesus. Let us seek His reconciling water. Let us be renewed in our desires to witness Jesus to others in love. Amen.